everybody. Good morning. It's September 16th, 2021. This is episode 79 of the Big Promo Cast. I got some new merch in from Ecamm. You're on mute, Bug. It's kind of cool. Also got a fancy new tone-on-tone cap. Anyway, that's pretty slick. So if you're watching us on the replay, leave a comment. Let us know you're here or a question, and we'll get back to you. If you're on the podcast, we'd love it for a review. Whatever. If you're on Facebook, just give us a like. How's it going over there?
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. That's like your stock answer. Today, I'm going to talk about some what somebody calls Merchageddon 2021. I had some other stuff. I don't remember. Oh, merch store of the week is America's favorite drive-in. Also, some email tips.
And I'm going to be talking about a new product for relieving that anxiety of sports. What employees need besides money, and a drink company that's working to better the earth.
Oh, the other one I had was about Pepsi doing some Nostalgia. I'm sorry, is it called Nostalgia?
I think so.
Yeah, Nostalgia stuff. Anyway, intro.
Welcome to the Big Promo Cast with Amber and Rich. In this podcast, Amber and Rich discuss the world of marketing, branding, and promotional products. Now, here's Amber and Rich.
And we're back. Anyway, how's life with you? How's life in Amberland?
Pretty good.
Anything exciting and thrilling?
No.
No?
No.
Man, I have been inundated with email and requests and who knows what all week long. And I'm in the middle of doing this Leap Into Live thing, which is about 9 hours a day of video production and tips and podcasting and repurposing. And
wow.
It's great. It's great stuff. But man, it's hard to keep up. And they didn't really schedule any breaks. So like take 20 minutes for lunch or something. They didn't. I mean, some of it, you just take your time. You put it on your phone and you go have lunch. So you don't want to miss anything. But
yeah.
And you can watch the replays. But you know, do you ever watch the replays? Like I've got a DVR full of stuff that I record to watch later that I don't ever watch.
Yeah.
Unless I'm making a point to sit down and binge 4 hours worth of something. But And that's a waste of time. So anyway. But maybe I'll binge this later. Who knows? The stuff I miss. But anyway, it's been a good week, but it's been tough. Nothing going on with you?
Not really, no.
Come on. All right. Well, do you want to go first or do you want to go first?
I can go first.
What would you like to talk about first, Amber?
So Coors Light has come out.
Beer and donuts. Here we go.
They have come out with a weighted hoodie.
Oh, shoot. Coors Light, why do you do this to me? You know I'm old enough to have a computer. Anyway.
They've come out with a weighted hoodie.
I'm listening.
And it's supposed to be able to help relieve your anxiety during those tough football games.
Yeah. Relieve your anxiety.
Yeah. It's like a weighted blanket.
It's a 10-pound thing?
Yeah, 10 pounds.
Hmm.
But wow. I thought it was pretty cool and unique.
Yeah, it is unique.
Because like I said, you know, the weighted blankets thing has been really hot.
Yeah, I've heard of weighted blankets, but that's...
I have one.
Not that you walk around with it on.
No, that's true.
How much does the blanket weigh?
The blinket is like 10 pounds.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah.
Well, what makes it a weighted blanket?
I don't know what they put in it.
It still feels soft like a blanket, right?
Yeah.
And it's not like a piece of metal in there or anything like that.
No.
Huh. Sand?
I don't know.
Interesting. Maybe. Well, a weighted hoodie. Fun stuff.
See, I would love a weighted hoodie.
Really?
Yeah, because I wear hoodies when my anxiety gets high anyway.
Oh, it's like a thunder thing, like when dogs get freaked out about the thunder and lightning and they wrap them in those thunder blankets.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's weighted, but anyway, I get it, the same thing.
So I'd love to be able to like move around but have something weighted.
That's funny. Awesome. Well, what we do at home is we sleep under a bunch of blankets because we keep the air at about 65 degrees most of the time. So,
no,
it's frosty cold. The only thing that's supposed to be cold is your little face. Everything else is covered up. It's lovely. Even in 100 degree weather, I don't care. 65 degrees. And then we bundle up. It's awesome. Weighted blankets. I mean, weighted hoodies. That's good. Anything else about that?
No.
What do I want to do first? Oh, how Supreme style merch drops took over corporate America. And they're talking about how everybody in the world has merch and merch and merch. And this is called, they're calling it Merchageddon 2021. I did not know that, well, we've talked about a lot of this stuff, but I did not know that in 74 or something, when Hard Rock first came out, and they started Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
And they started selling souvenirs, I mean, in their stores. Mm-hmm. That merch wound up being like 40% of their revenue.
Wow.
In a restaurant. I mean, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Let me get back to it. Hard Rock Cafe could be bigger than the business itself almost. The Eatertainment co-founders, they were selling their shirts. Where'd it go? Hard Rock's merch business accounted for 40% of their annual revenue, according to Ad Age. And then they had the I Heart New York campaign that came out. That was a big deal. You remember Don't Mess with Texas? That was a big thing, and it's still going on.
Yeah.
And the guy, I forget the guy's name. I saw him at a expo before, but he said he didn't want to license it. Anybody could use it that wanted to, because they just want to spread the message about littering. So they said they don't care. Anybody that wants to can use it. So
nice.
But anyway, it's but yeah, merch is a big deal. But this got me into this got me into a thing about Dunkin' Donuts, how Dunkin' Donuts has become kind of a lifestyle brand.
Beer and donuts.
Yeah, there we go. Well, that's why you said. But they were talking about how, you know, they start with, you know, just a small time, you know, they're to each Dunkin' in the North, in New England where they are, each little neighborhood Dunkin' feels like just a neighborhood place. It doesn't feel like a big giant national chain. So people are excited about doing things like wearing shoes or robes or whatever. Or, I mean, they even have I didn't know they had this, but they have bedding, like sheets and blankets.
Wow.
So you can go to sleep with your head on a donut and whatever. I don't know. There's just all kinds of cool. I mean, Dunkin's got crazy stuff, and then they've got practical stuff, but most of it's crazy. But it's limited edition. And that's the other thing about these Gen Z guys love the limited edition stuff because mm-hmm. it creates FOMO. So it's better to make, instead of making 10 million of something and having 2 million left over, make 2 million of something and then have 8 million people saying, oh my God, and talking about it. And so
yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of a neat thing. So that's all I know about Merchageddon.
All right. Okay. So I found this article about employees and what they want even more so than decent wages. I mean,
can I guess? Is it recognition?
So that is not what is in this article.
Oh,
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
But a couple of big things is that 59% of people surveyed said that they would leave a job if they didn't have some control over their own schedule.
Oh, time.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Especially since you've got a lot of people who work over 40 hours a week
mm-hmm.
and, you know, maybe they're not getting vacation like they wish that they would.
Yeah.
Or they've got, you know, stuff going on and their boss says, oh no, you can't take off.
Yeah. I never understood that.
Me neither.
I mean, you got to let people live their life. Mm-hmm. You don't work for the job. The job. I mean, you don't live to work, you work to live. So
yes.
if you're not living, just you're dying, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what they say from yeah. Shawshank? If you're not living, you're dying. Anyway.
And then they've got 40% of people would leave due to poor communication with their employer.
Yeah.
Especially with millennials and Gen Z having some sort of app or email communication or something like that can be really easily used.
Mm-hmm.
As
far as communication goes?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a thousand ways. Slack and SMS and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's no reason that people should be in the dark about anything.
Yeah. But, you know, there are some employers that think that they're too good to communicate with their employees.
Interesting. It's not me, right?
No. We talk about everything.
Well, sometimes I think I'm bothering you, so I try to stay out. But anyway.
And then.
But also, you know your boundaries. If you want to turn off notifications between noon and four in the afternoon in the middle of a work day, that's cool. That's the way it goes because you do whatever you want. So as long as the work gets done, I don't really care. So it works out.
And like, I think because you have that respect for me, that's the same reason that I respect, you know, there are times that you've texted me at, you know, 6:30 in the evening and I'll respond to it because I don't have a problem with it at that
time. You're not required to.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You can turn off your notifications whenever you want. So, yeah. But we understand that.
Exactly.
So we're good. So it all works out. And then, so glad. I love our little talks.
Yes. And then almost 75% of people said that it would be important to get paid early if needed to.
Sure. If you need to. Yeah.
Yeah. Because about 1 in 5 people have to borrow money, whether it be a payday loan or borrow from friends and family or whatever.
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing in the world. Payday loans. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
I've
ended up paying like 30% or something like that. Oh, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. I've had to do one of those payday loans.
No, not since you've known me.
Oh, no. but where, like, I had to take it out on my car or whatever. And it was horrific. My mom actually ended up bailing me out of that one.
When I was about 19. You ever had to pawn anything?
Yep. Sure have.
When I was 19, I pawned my trombone and a set of golf clubs for $80 or something stupid for gas money. And I didn't, you know, I went back. You get like 3 months to pay it back. And I went back.
Yep.
And they sold it. And I didn't have my stuff anymore. I was mad. God, I was mad. Kicked myself. That was the only time. I mean, that was it. So.
Yeah. Luckily, like, I figured out at an early age, don't pawn anything that you absolutely can't live without.
Right.
Because you never know if it's going to be there.
You know, another scam, talk about scams on people, layaway. It's the worst. Where you pay for something, pay for something. You don't even get to use it.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it, like, keep it in the back. I don't know. The economy. Wow. Now we're talking about crazy stuff. Anything else about that?
No, that's all I got on that one. All
right. So what's our takeaway? Communicate with your people?
Yeah, communicate with your employees.
Let them schedule their own time.
And be flexible with them. If they need something, you know, hear them out at minimum.
All right, cool. My next one is, I read this thing, and it's some of it's stupid, but 41 sentence email tips. Now, I thought it was about one sentence emails. No, these tips are one sentence each.
Okay.
So anyway, but if you go to number 3, if a message was truly urgent, it wouldn't have been sent in an email. No kidding.
Yeah.
Number 11 is, I'll put this all in the thing, but number 11 is the worst time to do email is every time you get an email.
Oh my God, I'm so bad about that.
it's horrible. I mean, I keep mine open or the phone goes off and it's just, I got to do it right now.
Yep.
And it's the worst. And when you're replying on your phone, you don't have all your stuff and spelling stuff is wrong anyway. And the next one right after that is there's such a thing as being too available, which I'm guilty of.
Yeah.
Which is true. What's the other one? Number 19. We're going to swear now. The more people you CC on an email, the more of a, I'm practicing using my thing. The more people you CC on an email, the more of a it will become. I just beeped clusterfuck. Anyway, number 33, which one was this? People who say email is dead and kids don't use email forget. Kids won't always be kids.
That is very true.
And you know what? Email's not going anywhere.
No.
Sadly, it's not going anywhere. and then back up to number 2, which was the more ideas you try to communicate in a single email, the more likely one will be overlooked.
Yes.
If you try to ask them 3 questions, forget it.
Yeah.
What's the address? What's the address? What's the address? And they never answer that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's horrible. So, email. But I'll tell you what, email is the scourge. It's the bane of my existence. And I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
I don't mind email other than the fact that I am horrible about, like instant reply. As soon as I get an email, I'm like, all right, I got to deal with this right now.
You know what bugs me, Lisa? Sorry, my spouse or my domestic partner. That one, which shall not be named. She does never files her. She's probably got 12,000 emails in her inbox.
Wow.
And she subscribes to, you know, these stores and all this kind of stuff. And so most of it's that kind of stuff. So if somebody sends her something, it gets lost in there. Oh, I don't see this email.
Yeah.
It's in there. You just got to find it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to go in and just, every time I see her doing it, I want to just break her hands. It's horrible. I want to take her phone out of her hand and smash it. It's so crazy. It's the worst to see. I can't stand it. Inbox zero is impossible. I've been to inbox zero before, but inbox 12,000, no way. I would have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
I can't deal with it. So that's all I know about email. But anyway, hope you got something out of that.
Yeah.
Folks. Anything else?
So Pepsi.
Yeah.
Is, they're teaming up with the NFL.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
To make recycling information easier to find.
Okay.
So I actually found on another website that this.
I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
Some research was done that Pepsi is the third worst polluter.
Behind who? Did they say who the first two were?
No. I couldn't find that.
Wow.
They're responsible for about 137,000 tons of plastic waste a year.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
Plastic is the scourge. It's horrible.
Yes. It is. So their new initiative is helping to simplify recycling.
Okay.
So if you go to the playbook at the top.
Oh, I'm at the top. Oh, the playbook. Okay, got it.
Yeah. They actually give you.
What? I clicked on the playbook.
Maybe it was game time. They give you.
Oh, it's not game time. That's too much noise.
They give
home,
you
the playbook. Nothing changes. What a weird website.
That is weird.
Anyway.
They give you different videos that you can watch.
Oh, here we go.
There it is. As to what you can recycle.
Okay. Are these good videos or dumb videos?
I honestly didn't watch the video.
Okay. Anyway.
But they've got NFL players that are helping support this.
Right.
And they're really trying to do something good for the world.
Are they? Or are they trying to posture? Posture? Posture. Are they trying to look like they're doing something good by making a couple of videos and writing some checks to some football guys?
I don't know. I mean, they might actually legitimately be concerned about how much waste they're contributing.
They're still making stuff in plastic. Here's how you do it. You don't make stuff in plastic.
Okay.
You say, we're not doing plastic anymore. Boom. That's a statement. And figure out a way not to do it in plastic. Like Liquid Death. It's water in a can. And their selling point is we're not in a can. I mean, we're not in a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
Anyway, because plastic is horrible. Let's watch one of these. Let's watch the plastic bottle one. Oh, come on. Yeah, it's not playing the video. It's not playing the music through it. Oh. It's supposed to, and it's, I don't know why. I thought I had this thing fixed. Broadcast system audio all the time. If you say never and then say all the time, turn it back on. Let's go back here.
Play it. Recycled. To get them ready, empty them out. And if they're sticky.
No, it's playing. So let's watch it.
Plastic bottles and jugs. The plastic bottles and jugs in your kitchen or bathroom, usually holding things like beverages or soap, can be recycled. To get them ready, empty them out. And if they're sticky, give them a quick rinse. It might be tempting to skip this, but don't. Liquid adds weight that may cause sorting machines to send unempty.
You know, this is not very good. Are people going to watch this stuff?
I don't know.
I don't either. Well, kudos to Pepsi for giving it a shot, I guess, but I don't know. I'm just not. I don't know why this website's not working. That's kind of weird. So fix your website, too. Anything else about this?
No, that's all I got on that.
I saw that you had doing something for Pepsi, and I was talking about nostalgia. Oh, wait, is this my third one? Email?
Yeah.
Merch again? Crap. Okay, well, I'm going to. Should I ditch this and do merch store of the week or just do this?
Why don't you do both?
Well, right. I mean, who's gonna complain, right? Nobody's here. Pepsi reimagined Grease with Doja Cat. You know who Doja Cat is?
No, I don't.
Well, you're about to find out. She's a pop star. You're a fan of Grease, right?
Yeah,
and you like musicals and stuff?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to play this video. Doja Cat is a pop star, I guess, but they're introducing these new flavors, soda shop flavors.
Okay.
That contain real sugar, black cherry, and cream soda, something or other.
Ooh, yum.
And they're only available for a limited time. Oh, they're hitting retail sales on September 20th. Anyway, soda shops from the 50s and 60s, that kind of stuff, that's what they're trying to do. So anyway, so I'm going to play this Doja Cat video, which because it's only a minute, but it's kind of peppy.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control. Supplying, it's electrifying.
Want you, I want you to have you.
I better shape up, 'cause I need a plan. And my heart is set on you. I better shape up, I better understand. To my heart, I must be true.
Nothing left for me to do.
You're the one that I.
Introducing Pepsi Cola Soda Shop, a modern take on a classic.
Sandy?
Tell me about it, stud.
Anyway, I love that. I thought it was cool. I mean, she's, I don't know, Doja Cat's fun. But nostalgia is the thing, so that's what I was going to talk about that for. So, and it tied to Pepsi, so I thought it was kind of fun.
Yes.
The other thing was the merch store of the week, and this has some controversy, a little bit. I saw this thing where Sonic launches new fall swag, including an America's Got Talent judges tumbler.
All right.
So I haven't seen this before because I don't watch that show, but all the guys on the show. I mean, I've seen it before, and while they're doing the show, they talk about Sonic. They have the cups on their desk. Where'd it go? Yeah, it's the judge's tumbler. But of course it's sold out. Whatever. But that's Dunkin' Donuts was the sponsor since 2015. And they quit because of some kind of controversy with, you know, I'm oppressed or I've been harassed or something like that. One of the stars was. Anyway, it turned into a thing. So people started tweeting at Dunkin' saying, get off of AGT because they're so crummy. So
yeah.
Anyway, so now Sonic's in the catbird seat. And Sonic's got some fun stuff. And I would really love one of these damn Yetis, but I guess it's a Yeti. $30, not a bad price. And you can't get it. So anyway, too bad. This is our merch store of the week, kind of, because it's merch. But I mean, socks, pins, you know, some clever things. My car is my favorite dining room T-shirt. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm still upset about them getting rid of Pete and TJ.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys were awesome. Those guys were great. That's all I have about Sonic. You got anything else?
Nope.
You got any other shout outs?
So I want to give a shout out to the... Texas Education Agency.
Wow. Okay.
Because they have, their website has really been helping me with homeschooling stuff.
Oh, you've been doing that anyway. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, they've got some cool stuff on there. I'm a nerd, so it's fine.
Nothing wrong with that. I've got a couple of shout outs again, Ecamm and Leap Into Live, because we've been having a big time this week. Or I have, watching that stuff. Also, in case you need to know, Monday, well, maybe Monday, what's the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, whatever the 20th is.
Monday.
National Queso Day.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, you don't have to wait until Monday to have some queso. You can have queso every day if you want, but I'm looking forward to that. So I'm all about queso.
Yes.
I got nothing else. You got anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Well, we have been going 35 minutes. Well, 10 minutes is a countdown, so 25 minutes. It's a good long one, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so now my goal is to, my takeaway from this week is to repurpose stuff. So I'm going to cut this up into 1-minute chunks and post for like YouTube and TikTok and Reels and things like that.
So, cool.
Audiograms and all that kind of crap. Anyway. All right, I got nothing else. You ready to end it?
Do we have a...
Yeah, coupon code. All you have to do is save the coupon code. Do you know what it is?
I don't remember.
It's Autumn.
Autumn.
Yes. 5% off any order over $400. No cap till the end of the month, which is 9:30. I think it's a Tuesday. Anyway, so that's all I know. Okay, cool.
All right. See you guys next week.
Have a big week, y'all. Take care. Thanks for coming.